Hey, this is Larry Goins, and welcome to the Inner Circle Q&A calls live. How's everybody doing? Hello?
Hello?
Hey. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I am doing excellent, doing excellent. Hey, sorry I was there about a minute late there, but wanted to jump on, and I know we got a lot of people on, but sometimes not a lot of people speak up, but that's okay. So I'm sure some people have some questions waiting, so go ahead and jump right in, anybody that wants to.
Go ahead. Hey, Larry. My name's Mike.
Hey, Mike. What's going on, buddy?
Well, I'm just having trouble trying to find properties. Is there a? I'm getting a hold of realtors, but don't seem to be getting anybody sending me enough properties. And then when they do, if I get them sent, they seem to be sending me properties that have already been fixed up. So just getting a little frustrated with that.
Okay, Mike, let me ask you a couple questions. Where do you live or where are you trying to find properties?
Well, I live up in Massachusetts, but I've been I joined a RIA organization down in Raleigh.
Oh, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yes.
Okay. And when you say they're sending you properties, are you not searching for properties on your own, or are you just waiting for people to send them to you?
I'm searching. That's why I'm wondering, is there another site that I should be searching on? I'm on
what
Zillow.
What site are you searching on?
I'm on Realtor.com, Zillow. I went into Foreclosure.com.
Yeah, Realtor.com should be okay. You can find pretty much everything that's on the MLS, and then you can kind of decide and determine exactly what you want to make an offer on. You can tell by looking at the pictures. A lot of times if it's a vacant property or needs work on it, that way you're not just getting properties that people are sending to you that might be already rehabbed. And
right.
What we do is we just kind of take a look at the listing price, and we try to look at properties that are just under the median price of homes in the area and below at least 3 bedrooms. And then we just scroll down and look at the pictures and see something that has good curb appeal, but it probably needs some work or is vacant or has some of the keywords like handyman special, fixer-upper, cheap, cash, foreclosure, bank-owned, REO, those kind of things.
Right.
And then we will spend about 6 minutes analyzing the deal. We spend about 6 minutes analyzing it. In other words, we're going to pull comps, we're going to pull rent comps, we're going to drive the street on Google Earth, and we're going to come up with an ARV and an amount of repairs. The amount of repairs could be a dollar amount or it could be amount per square foot. You know, worst case scenario, $20 a foot, okay?
Right.
So if it's a thousand square foot house, then that could be, realistically, it could be $20,000, okay?
Right.
So then we get our number, then we shoot a offer over to the listing agent.
Right. Now I've just had something sent to me from the RIA organization that I belong to, and they're saying it's a good wholesale property, an ARV of 210. They're selling it for 127.
Uh-huh. And how much
so
work does it
when need? When I put it into the into your property analyzer, I'm coming up with a number like way down.
Yeah.
I think it was like 70,000. So should
right.
I put that offer in?
Well, is it a wholesaler trying to sell it?
Yeah, it is a wholesaler trying to sell it. One of the wholesalers that's on my buyers list. So
well,
how does that work?
Quite frankly, you're not looking for a deal from a wholesaler anyway. You need to be the wholesaler selling it.
Right.
I mean, what kind of real estate are you wanting to do? You going to do fix and flips or wholesaling?
Well, I'm working with Randolph on on wholesaling.
Okay. Well,
to
see,
try to generate
you need
some,
to be the guy selling that kind of property, not the guy buying it.
Yeah.
You need to find your own type of deals like that. And,
right.
You know, realtor, the MLS properties is just one. How many offers are you making a week right now?
I haven't found any that I could make. You know, that's what I'm working on, trying to find some.
I don't know what you mean by haven't found any you could.
I haven't found any properties that I've been able to make an offer on.
Well, what's the reason that's holding you back?
A couple of them have been HUD properties.
And what,
I just haven't
what's the reason
found
you
any
couldn't make
I
an offer on it?
Make an offer on it?
Why could you not make an offer on it? Because it was a HUD property.
Oh, I mean, I wasn't looking forward to losing $1,000.
Okay. You don't put up your deposit unless your offer is accepted.
On the HUD.
Right. And it's not going to be $1,000 unless it's over a $50,000 purchase price. Everything $50,000 or less is $500. Everything over $50,000 is $1,000.
Right. Yeah. I
but you don't
that.
Have to put up any deposit until HUD accepts your offer and you decide you want to go through with the deal, and then you send in your deposit in with the paperwork.
Oh, okay.
Now, just to give you an idea, you said you found a couple on HUD you want to make an offer on. We make an offer on every HUD house in North and South Carolina every day.
Right.
Now, we're making low offers. If we had to come up with $1,000 for every offer we made, we'd have to come up with several hundred thousand dollars every day.
Okay. I didn't understand that. I thought when I put the offer in, I had to come up with that $1,000.
Oh no, 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 man! That's got to help you big time right there.
Yeah. Well,
so,
I mean, I'm
so
listening.
Start working some HUD deals.
I'm listening to you on in every vehicle I have. You're on. So.
I hear you. I appreciate that.
So, am I listening to you or am I listening to a CD now? I don't know.
I hear you. That's funny.
Yeah. So. All right, so that helps then. All right, great.
Good, good. And don't be afraid to make some offers, man. Not just Realtor.com. Put out some I Buy Houses signs or pay somebody. You know, you're living in Massachusetts, but you're going to work in Raleigh, correct?
Trying, yeah. That's what I'm trying to do. Yes.
All right. Well, here's another way you could get some deals. Okay. The I Buy Houses signs are rich. You can get some really good deals off the I Buy Houses signs. And, guys, I want to tell you guys this. I have not told anybody this because this is the first kind of training I've done since this has happened. But I put an ad. We used to have a guy that was our contractor, and he would go around and take a look at the houses. And he would put out the foreclosure signs, you know, with the phone number on it, and he would take pictures of the houses. You know, and then he'd put out the I Buy Houses signs, too. Well, he doesn't work with me anymore because, you know, I had him on salary, and I didn't want to pay salary anymore. So what I decided to do was run an ad on Craigslist. I ran an ad on Craigslist that says, get paid to put out I Buy Houses signs. And I put that ad in multiple Craigslist locations in North and South Carolina. As of this evening, and I'm still getting about one every, you know, 15 to 30 minutes, I have over 85 responses to that ad of people saying, I want to do it, I can do it, when can I start? Send me some signs right now. I got reliable transportation. I need some extra money. And I'm paying them $1 per sign to put it out. So that's another really good source for you right there. Even if you're in Massachusetts and you want to have somebody to put them out in Raleigh, you can do it. In fact, if you want to, you send me an email and to Larry at LarryGoins.com and tell me you know, you're the guy that wants to do the signs in Raleigh, and I'll send you the people that responded to me from the Raleigh market.
Okay.
How about that?
Sounds good.
Awesome. All right. So anybody else have a question? By the way, did that help you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Good, good. Anybody else have a question you want to throw out? Don't be shy now. Come on.
Hey, Larry, can you hear me?
You're cutting in and out, but, yeah, I can hear a little bit.
Dodd-Frank.
I heard the word Dodd-Frank. That's all I heard.
Yep. Now, are we okay with 11%, and are we okay charging them the loan origination fee?
Well, first of all, I'm not sure why you would want to charge them a loan origination fee, because you're making your money on the spread, and it's just something you don't even have to deal with.
Cover the cost of the mortgage broker.
The cost of the what?
Mortgage broker.
Oh, well, see, whatever the mortgage broker charges, you let your borrower pay that.
That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah, you just let your borrower pay that. And what I do is, if I'm selling to an owner-occupant, I've heard people say that you can charge up to 10 or 11%. But what I do typically, if I'm selling to an owner-occupant these days, I'm just going to charge them like 6%. Just so there's no question about it, because let me tell you something. You don't make your money on the interest rate anyway. You make your money on the spread between what you bought it for and what you're selling it for. So it's not like you're going to be losing any money.
You could tack on a few thousand bucks to cover that, too.
So. A few thousand to cover what?
The lower interest.
Yeah, you could change the price of the house if you wanted to.
Right.
And I shouldn't say change the price of the house. Just sell your house for a higher amount.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay,
yeah,
you.
Man, I hope that helped.
That helped.
Good, good, good. Cool. Anybody else have a question?
Larry, it's Mike from Massachusetts again. Is there any... Are there any banks on the REO properties that are better to deal with?
Banks on the REO properties better to deal with?
Yeah.
Well,
are they all,
they
just
all
a pain
are better
in the neck?
To deal with at the end of the quarter and the end of the year.
I did hear that on the CDs.
Do what?
I did hear you say that on the CDs. It's quarterly.
I forgot I said that on there, yeah. But they're all easier to deal with at the end of a quarter or end of the year. And, you know, most of them are going through asset managers now, and they kind of, you know, if you make a low offer, the asset manager's got to approve it and stuff like that. So, you know, they're all pretty similar.
Okay.
There's not one or two that really stands out as to is easier to deal with. I wish I could tell you there was, but not really.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm working in the Raleigh area, and I'm also trying to work in the New Bern area. The reason I'm trying in the New Bern area is that's where my mother lives.
Right.
I'm somewhat familiar with that, so I've got a realtor that I kind of like out there that's sending me stuff.
Good.
So
that's good.
I mean, do you think that's the way I should go, or should I just focus on one area?
Fine. That's not a big deal. The wider net you can throw, the more chances you have of doing a deal. But remember, you got to make some offers. That's the key thing. You got to make some offers.
Okay.
You're not going to buy anything if you don't make any offers.
Right. Yeah. And Randolph's been was working with me on that. And I mean, I am brand new to this. This is, you know, if you could ask me about pipes, I know about pipes, but.
Oh, I hear you, man. And listen, I know it's intimidating. I don't discount that at all. I totally get it. But once you get a deal under your belt, you're like, man, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
You know, it's the greatest feeling in the world to know that you actually flipped a house. And it's
right.
not just, you know, it's not just pie in the sky, or it's not just I want to do this, or, you know, all that stuff don't work. Man, when you see it and you see it happen, you're like, man, I can do this again. I can get used to this. It's
yeah.
really cool, and it's a good feeling. And we're going to be right there with you to celebrate, too.
Good.
Awesome.
I got your email on you're having a, I think it's January 16th to the 18th, three-day seminar.
Oh, yeah. That's a three-day event over in Charlotte.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My wife and I are going to come to that.
That'd be great. That's great. We'll be glad to see you there. And then you can go over and check on, you know, meet some realtors in person over in Raleigh and Newbern on your way down or on your way back.
Right. That's what we plan on doing.
That'd be great. Line up some stuff to do that with. That would be awesome. That's good. Well, good. Good.
All right.
Cool. Anybody else have a question you want to throw out?
Hey, Larry, we'll try again here.
Okay, sure.
Okay. You go in with a low offer for an REO, and you're coming down. How long till you go back in?
Okay, I'm sorry. All I heard was REO and how long till you go back in. That's all I heard.
If you get a low offer turned down. Yeah.
Say that again?
A low offer turned down.
A low offer turned down.
Yep. How soon do you go back?
And is this is an REO property?
Yes.
Okay, so if you go in with a low offer and they turn it down, here's what you say. You say, look, I know I'm not going to buy it for that price, but you know you're not going to sell it for the list price. You know, send me a counteroffer. Let's keep the negotiating going, because if you don't counter, then we're dead in the water. We have no chance of putting a deal together. So throw me a bone. Give me something.
Okay.
That's
what
we say. Yeah. And that works a lot of times. Does it work every time? No. Nothing works every time. But it works a good bit of the time.
Yep.
Cool.
Cool. Thanks.
Anybody else have something you want to throw out? Question about anything? Anybody got anything?
Hi, Larry.
Hey.
Maria. It's Maria from Massachusetts.
Hey, Maria.
Mike's wife.
Oh, I guess I'm just known as Mike's wife.
Known as Mike's
family
wife.
Here.
Mike said, hey, I've asked enough questions. I'm going to put you up to this one.
Well, she's talking to him.
That's funny.
We have extra hints on the building the buyer's list, and is it something we should be working on every single day?
Well, here's what I tell people, okay? Work as hard building your buyer's list as you do finding properties. And, you know, you could sign up, like if you're doing stuff in Raleigh, sign up for TRIA down there, the Triad Real Estate Investors Association, and, you know, become a member of that. You know, maybe
yep.
you can time it where you can come down and go to one of their meetings. We
yeah,
try
that's
to
the one,
we try to make
one
it
I...
as a vendor at a lot of the different meetings in North and South Carolina. Do we hit them all every month? No, but we try to. And we're handing out flyers about properties, flyers to recruit, and free CDs and stuff like that. And so try that. But also, here's another big key. When we get a property under contract, we still advertise it on Craigslist. We advertise it on Zillow.com, Trulia.com, and we also have somebody go out and put out foreclosure signs all over the neighborhood. Think about this. If it's a house that's in a $100,000 neighborhood and you're selling it for $69,000. Well, if you put signs out all over the neighborhood that says foreclosure, $69,000 cash, you're going to get a bunch of calls. So even though it might be listed on the MLS or might be a HUD-owned property, we're not putting a sign in the yard, but we're putting signs all over the neighborhood. So that way, we're getting calls. We even get calls from realtors who are showing other houses in the neighborhood, and they know $69,000 is a good deal, and they say, hey, I'm out here showing a house. Would you mind if I showed your house, and would you pay me if I sell it for you? And, of course, the answer is yes. Was that good info?
Yep.
Now, if they're going to ask you what the address is, what do you tell them?
We get some information from them first. And, you know, I'll be happy to give you that address. Not a problem. Let me ask you a couple quick questions. Are you an investor or are you looking for a home to live in? Okay. Are you a cash buyer or do you need financing? Oh, you need financing. Have you been pre-approved? Oh, okay. Up to what loan amount? Oh, okay. And how much do you have to put down? Okay. And where's that money at right now? Okay. Okay. Good, good. What I can do is I can either have somebody meet you out there to take a look at the house, or I could give you the address. You could go by and look at it and see if you like the outside. And if you want to get in, you could let me know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but if they're a realtor, what are you saying?
If they're a realtor?
Yeah.
You can say the exact same thing. You can say, look, listen, as a professional, you understand what we're doing here. We bought, the house is listed on the MLS, and we have it under contract to purchase it, but we would be willing to sell it at a discount so your client could buy it for actually cheaper than it's listed on the MLS by buying it through us. How do you like that?
So, still using the realtor? Like if the realtor was the one who called you?
Well, if the realtor is the one who called me, yes, I wouldn't. I mean, I would pay them to sell the property for me, absolutely. If a realtor called me and said, hey, I want to show your house, what's the address, where is it? Oh, that house is listed on the MLS for $80,000. I'm like, yes, but you can buy it from me for $69,000. Does that make sense?
Yep.
It's not going to happen a whole lot that you get calls from realtors, but you will get some calls from realtors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not going to happen a tremendous amount, but you will get some. Cool. Did that help?
Yep. Thank
Great.
You.
Awesome. Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. Anybody else have a question? Anybody else want to jump in with a question?
Larry, this is Linda in Ohio.
Hey.
It's good talking to you. I've been on before just because I got a chance to talk, and it's like, hey, no one's talking. Quick, jump in. Anyway, I know I heard you say you make hundreds of thousands of offers on properties each month. How do you find that many properties to make offers on?
You heard me say I make how many offers?
Like hundreds and thousands of
offers? I do.
Offers?
Number one, I make an offer on every HUD house every day in North and South Carolina. And that's about 300 to 400 offers a day.
Okay.
So the next thing is with the REO properties. I have a couple of acquisition people in my office, and what they do is they're separated by territory, and they analyze deals and go in, and like when they go into a territory, they'll go in and they'll analyze a deal, and they spend about 6 minutes analyzing it. They'll run comps, they'll drive the street, they'll pull rent comps, they'll look at the pictures to get an idea of the condition of the property. They'll figure out an ARV, and they'll figure out an amount of repairs. And then based on that, they'll take the ARV times 0.7 minus the repairs minus what we want to make, which is usually $10,000 to $15,000 starting out. sometimes we sell a deal and we might make $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. Sometimes we make 10 or 12. On average, probably it's right around $10,000. Okay. And then what they do is they submit an offer to the listing agent through our buyer's agent.
Okay.
And that's the way that works. So, yes, we do make hundreds of offers per week, sometimes 2,000 or 3,000 offers a week.
Well, I'm all by myself. I don't have a team. What's a practical expectation of the number of properties I could find and make an offer on in a week?
Okay. Well, here's the thing. However many properties you have time to spend about 6 minutes each on analyzing and coming up with a number. And then you can email your offer. I have one VA in the Philippines that makes all my offers. And what we do is we have a little spreadsheet of the property. We'll put the property address, the information on it, the listing agent, the listing agent's email. We'll put the after repaired value, the amount of repairs, and the offer amount. And then what he does is that's on a Google Doc spreadsheet. And when he sees that spreadsheet and he sees a new property added to it, all he does is prepares an offer. He has a PDF of the offer to purchase, and he fills it out digitally and emails it to that agent. And then our acquisition manager calls. He copies the acquisition manager. The acquisition manager calls the agent, and most of the time they get voicemail. So they just say, I just want to let you know I sent you an offer on your property at 125 Oak Street, and please check it out. Don't be offended. It's not meant to offend you or your seller. We've been very surprised at some of the deals that we've gotten started with an offer just like this. So I look forward to hearing from you and your seller, and look forward to working with you on this and many, many more. And then they get the offer, and sometimes we get a counter, sometimes we don't. My guys are supposed to follow up with them, but I would just about bet they don't follow up with everybody because we're on them about doing that. But they are staying busy, and they're closing deals, so, you know, how can you complain? But, you know, the key is to follow up with them. And that's just with the REOs, the MLS properties. On the HUD properties, you can simply use the spreadsheet that comes with the HUD book. If you don't have my HUD book, just go to freehudbook.com, and you can pick that up for free, the digital version. And it's got a spreadsheet on the bonus page. And on that spreadsheet, you can merge it with HUD's spreadsheet and keep track of your offer amounts, and then have your virtual assistant log in to HUDHomeStore.com through your realtor's NAID number if your realtor gives you permission to do that. And then your VA can simply sit there and make offers all day long on everything. So really, you can make a lot of offers by yourself.
Okay.
Cool.
And you said that
helped.
Spreadsheet is in the book. Is it in a digital format, or is it I have to
manually
enter it in the computer?
The spreadsheet?
Mm-hmm. Because I have the HUD book.
Oh, okay. Well, just here's what you do then. You go to HUDHomesHalfOff.com and click on the link that says already on the book. Get the bonuses here. And you just fill out your information there. And the password is HUD1. I mean, it's all over the book, but that's the password, just so you don't have to go look it up.
Okay.
And then one of the very, I think it's the very last one, it actually says Inner Circle Spreadsheet, but it's supposed to be HUD Spreadsheet, but that's, I told them today, I was on there yesterday, and I saw they had it named wrong. So, but anyway, it's the one that says Spreadsheet. It's the very last bonus at the bottom of the page.
Okay.
Sure, I hope that helped.
Yeah, that does help.
Great. Good. Cool. Anybody else have a question?
Oh, my goodness.
You guys have had some good questions tonight. Good stuff. Anybody have anything you want to throw out before we go? Okay, going once. Going twice.
I got
okay,
one more
listen,
question.
Guys.
I got one more.
I'm sorry?
Linda again.
Hey.
I just happened to spot another question. Okay,
sure.
I've heard
That's
you talk
great.
About an autoresponder, like to get to help build your team. Is that in the website only, or is there somewhere else, like in one of the other kits?
If you have our website, our Ultimate Internet Marketing Machine website,
it's already built
into that.
Okay.
If you don't, I have autoresponders, 12 months of autoresponders, but I just have the text for the autoresponders in digital format, in Filthy Riches, and in the Ultimate Buying and Selling Machine, both of them.
Okay, I got both of those. I'm not sure where the autoresponder texts are at in there.
Okay. In your Ultimate Buying and Selling Machine, it's on the forms disk.
It's on the form disk, okay.
In the Filthy Riches, it was one of my updates because I had a lot of students ask for autoresponders for Filthy Riches. So it's on the bonus and updates page that you'll see on your Read This First sheet.
Okay.
But if you've got the Ultimate Internet Marketing Machine, you have the autoresponders for both courses built into it.
Okay, so I knew they were there. I just didn't know there's so much information. It's like, how do I find this one little needle in the haystack?
Oh, I hear you. I know how that can be sometimes. Absolutely.
But I figured eventually I'd ask you that. But
yeah.
I appreciate the wealth of information. It's all good information.
Oh, no problem at all. I'm glad to do it. I appreciate you taking the time to check it out and learn from it. And can't wait to hear your success stories.
I will have them. Give me time.
Awesome. There you go. That's great. That's great. Anybody else have a question? All right, guys. Well, listen, I really appreciate you guys being on tonight. You guys had some awesome questions. That's really good stuff. You're thinking, you're working the business. And listen, if you ever need me anytime between now and in two weeks, you just shoot me an email to larry@larrygoins.com and put Inner Circle in the subject line. Or you can call my office anytime you want to, 803-831-0056. And
you do that little floor?
Zero, tell them you're an Inner Circle student, and they'll put me on the phone. If I'm
hey,
not
Larry.
There, they'll get up with me, and I'll call you right back. So I appreciate your business, and I really look forward to helping you. And if you have any questions, please let me know. All right, guys?
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks a lot, everybody. I hope you guys have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.